When I was a teenager, which is going back 40-odd years ago, yep, that's right, remember going to a bonfire at Bill McGaw's. Now, Bill McGaw is up Barrett Road. Now, back in those days, the city limits basically finished where Barrett Road and Amata Road met. That was basic. From there on up, there was no Poplar Grove, there was no Whalers Gate. Bill McGaw lived in rural New Zealand. And what we know about rural New Zealand is when you're in rural New Zealand, it is dark. There is no street lights. There is no lights. And so Bill McGaw lived in the dark. But on this particular time, Bill had, in one of his paddocks, built a huge bonfire. And we'd gone up for this bonfire. So we left the safety of the bright lights of the city and drove 500 metres up the road. Drove 500 metres up the road to rural New Zealand, where it was dark. It's about 500 metres, isn't it? Was it about? Yeah, it was probably to Bill's farm then, eh? But you'd get out of the car, and in the distance, you would see this amazing bonfire. And you felt a bit like Isaiah says, in the darkness, the people saw a great light. Well, we certainly did. An awesome, awesome bonfire. And like moths to a flame, we're teenagers to the bonfire. And we were drawn to it. And the closer you got, the more you began to feel the warmth of it. The closer you got, the brighter it became. And it's very much a great example of what God is like. God is a bright, bright light that we are drawn to. And the closer we get to God, the brighter in his life, in our lives he becomes. The closer we get to God, the more of his warmth and his love we can feel. That it's like being wrapped in the arms of God. We feel a sense of safety, a sense of security, a sense of warmth, a sense of belonging. And the other thing about this bonfire is that you're not there alone. There are others with you, sharing in the experience. We are in this together. What is God like? It's like a flame, warm and inviting. With God close by, we look at the light and can see through the darkness of light. God is our bonfire. We are drawn to him. And as we get closer to him, we feel his warmth, his love, his grace and his mercy as it wraps around us. God is like a bonfire that as we get closer and closer, the darkness around us falls away. And we can see. God is like a bonfire that draws others together with us to share in his experience. The other thing about candles, which we've basically replaced now with torches and lights, is that we can interact with the light. We can interact with torches and candles. And here is an example of interacting with the light. But when I was growing up, used to have a... You remember that sort of thing? Now, I've got a list of things here. Does anyone want to have a go at creating something? Or is there some closet shadow puppet masters amongst us? God is a great light. Christ is the light of the world. But we are to interact with Jesus and interact with his light so that we can have an effect on the world. We can't be passive. Just like on our sheet, there were a lot of different options for people to react with the light. So it is with us. Each and every one of us has something special that God would want you to use your gifts and abilities for. We began by singing, "Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God." But it's more, "Here I am, Lord, what do you want of me? How may I serve you?" We're going to have a period and some time for you to reflect on what would it look like for you to be used by God to share his light. We're going to do this a couple of ways. There is candles here. If you'd like to light a candle and give a prayer of a response to God. At the back is the prayer net and opportunity, if you would like to light a prayer, to do that there. You can respond just where you are. But ask yourselves, "Lord, what do you want of me?" And as it's happening, a video will play. So feel free to respond in any way you would like.